Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2774, A Plea by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. And I'm gonna jump right into another post as we optimize your life. A Plea by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. Today, I write with a plea. Don't quit. I'm watching so many people around me turn to stone. They quit. They quit trying, chasing, wanting. They quit caring. Life has, understandably, taken them down. Life will always do its best to erode your soul, and often it succeeds. I worry about people like us who search for meaning and purpose. I worry that we'll forget that that is not something you find on the outside, but discover and invent on the inside. I was very angry about this truth for a long time, how life manages to commit atrocities on scales so great, but beauty subtly. A sunset, your daughter's face as she sleeps, the recognition that you have an opposable thumb, the miracle that is speech and understanding. None of that compares to the bomb of being, well, quite literally bombed or kicked out of a country or witnessing murder or enduring racism or experiencing emotional abandonment or all the other million horrors that constitute life. None of us get out unscathed. It's impossible no matter how blessed your life is. We all face terror. The cruelest thing we do is rank order it. Your terror is worse than my terror. My terror is worse than your terror, as if we have a monopoly on suffering and that wins us a medal. It wins us nothing but more suffering. Some suffering is gratuitous. It is. I don't know why, and I didn't invent the system, and if the universe had consulted me before creating itself out of nothing, I would have had notes. But seeing as it didn't, and here we are, I ask you, please, don't quit. Don't quit fighting for the unreasonable demands of hope. Hope can be toxic when misapplied, when it becomes fantasy and escapism or the desire for something to be different from what it is, when it's used to avoid the truth, when it lies. I'm not talking of the kind of toxic positivity that keeps you in a state of denial. I'm talking of hope for yourself, that you do not quit on you, that you do not quit on believing you are worth fighting for, your dreams are worth having, and that your desire to matter and make a difference is important. They call this kind of talk naive and idealistic. To that I say, yes, we could use more naive idealism, and I don't see why that cannot sit next to radical acceptance of reality. You can live in reality and still believe you are worthy of love, meaning, belonging, fulfillment, and purpose, because you are, even if all evidence you've collected to date stands in opposition to this belief. Humans do cruel, unkind, and mean things to each other. The world is not fair. The systems are a mess. There's so much to be angry about, and I hope you are. I hope you are angry. But don't waste that anger. Don't let it eat you or harden into resentment, because that is how you lose your heart, and you lose your soul, and you lose yourself. Life makes absolutely no sense. I won't lie to you. But the gift of being human is that we can invent meaning even when there is none. And I hope you do. I beg you to. Invent it, find it, Don't quit on your quest to make things better. Quit on toxic positivity. Quit on mistreating others. Quit on lying, cheating, hustle culture, hacks, performing happiness, self-deception, martyrdom, convenience, compliance, obedience, ignorance, and saying yes when you mean no. But do not quit on you. Do not quit on us. Humanity has always been from the start. This is a story as old as time, and frankly, it's boring. Hearing all this panic about the rise of machines and disease and war and cruelty and climate, none of this is new. But the scale, Margo, the scale. No, the scale was always big. We simply didn't know about it. But this is different. Fine, then choose different. Panic is boring. Romanticizing the past is sad. And denying reality is dangerous. Don't do it. Choose to keep yourself in the midst of a culture that wants you to fit in and shut up. Choose to speak up when it's inconvenient and people might not like you. Risk your relationships and reputation for what matters. Know what matters. We quit when we get confused, when our value system gets mixed up with others' expectations for and of us, when we forget what matters, when we forget who we are. So many of us are suspended in unprocessed pain, working it out on our relationships, our work, our life, pretending that isn't what we're doing. We run until we're numb. We tell ourselves lies to make ourselves feel better and to make it make sense. It doesn't make sense, and we'll save you some time. You have every reason to spend your life heartbroken, disillusioned, and angry, asking, what's the point and why bother? But I hope you don't. I hope you answer the question, even if the answer is made up. It's all made up anyway, so make up something better. Tell yourself a better story. Choose a different ending. We cannot control the cruelty that is the world, but we can choose to find light in spite of it, even if it's tiny, even if it's unfair and unjust and not right and you deserve better and more because you do. We won't get to better if we quit, if we succumb, if we stop believing that we are entitled to happiness and rest and fulfillment and love because we are. So please, I beg of you, don't quit. Don't quit on you. Don't quit on us. We need you. I need you. Hold the vision and live in reality. We can do both. You can do both. It's the only way to save the world. You just listened to the post titled, A Plea by Margo Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thinking of Margot, I do find it easy to be a bit apathetic about many things in the world that I find too big to fix or out of my control, things along those lines. And sometimes I find seasons of apathy where I feel defeated by a larger problem and can't figure out anything to do about it. But then the opposite can happen where I see something, read something, or watch something, hear something, and it sparks something in me to try to move the needle as best I can. This podcast itself, I think, was born out of that mindset. But again, it does seem to come and go, similar to other feelings like motivation and inspiration. But Margot's point is fair, to try to bring it back when we can, because if we all pushed ourselves a little more to care, combined, that could have a huge positive effect on the world. And the opposite is true. If we all became apathetic at the same time, just fed up and feeling like we can't make a positive difference, if that became a sort of global phenomenon, which it very well could, then we're going to have even more problems to deal with. So I thought it was nice to hear the reminder, and hopefully it was nice for you too. Thank you to Margo for the post. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.